Hey guys, what's up? My name is Anthony, and welcome to another edition of BNA Sports Talk. So today, we are talking Joe Schoen, or as like the cool people like to pronounce it, Joe Schoen. People, when somebody pronounces it Schoen, still you're just like, ah, yeah, that guy's no idea what he's talking about. That's a key, you know? Sometimes you need those sort of people. Like yesterday, I was at this event I was covering, and I had no idea what I was doing, and it was clear. I kept on calling it a hog fest, and then it was a hog show. Sorry. But here's a quote from Joe Schoen yesterday about cap flexibility. What I would like to do is not be in the situation where you can do the big signing bonuses and kick the can down the road. That's not ideal for me. I like to do smaller signing bonuses and then roster bonuses in latter years. It gives you more flexibility. So yeah, I like to do smaller signing bonuses and then roster bonuses in later years. So yeah, that's important. So we're not going to give, you know, like what was the situation with Galladay? I think we gave him like $38 million guaranteed, I'm pretty sure. And on like a $72 million contract. And I knew signing that contract is a bad contract. Can we just talk about that contract? You know, when we signed there, like $19 million a year for Kenny Galladay, we liked 15-16, but I guess at least we got him. That was one of the worst moves by Dave Gettleman last offseason. Probably the worst move in retrospect. I don't know, but we all kind of wanted it. But you can't pay him that much money. You have to, after this year, be comfortable with cutting him. Now, next year, he's getting paid a decent amount of money. So, I mean, we can cut him for relatively cheap. But, you know, I don't know. It was just a bad move by Dave Gettleman. One of the many. But we all liked it during the time, so we can't really say that much. We all were getting hyped. But we kind of were like, Adoree, why are you paying him that much? Kenny Galladay, why are you paying him that much? I guess that's the cost of doing business, but we're kind of... Online Big Blue is right. We're not really betting against anybody. We weren't really like, oh no, we're driving up the price for anything. But Joe Schoen, I think we're going to cut James Bradbury. We have to. I think this is what I see us cutting. James Bradbury, we're going to cut... we're not going to cut Blake Martinez. We're going to keep him for another year. I really do think that. Even though he's coming off the ACL, it was relatively early in the year. So I think he's going to be all right. It's not like he got like Sterling Shepard his later portions of the year. He may not even play to begin the season. You know, Blake, I think draft Devin Lloyd. Draft a linebacker. I haven't really watched or heard of any other linebackers besides N'Kobe Dean or Devin Lloyd. But... in the second round, maybe you get a guy like that. There are some other high-ranked prospects. I'm not sure if there'd be good value in the second round, but that's when I really want to focus on tight end. But I've been saying you get Charles Cross, and then you get Devin Lloyd at that second pick. I wouldn't mind a cornerback. I wouldn't mind an edge rusher. I just want two good players. Don't overthink it. Just draft at that position. Don't be like... remember, people were like, oh, no, you pass on Haskins now and then you trade back up to get Haskins later. No, that's not how the NFL works. So people are like, no, you're going to bring in competition for this guy and then we're going to move. People have some unrealistic expectations about the NFL. They've never seen it before. And they're like, oh, no, we could see that happen, you know, just with this weird movability and we're going to play. Don't play with the draft. Draft the guys that you think are going to, you know, be good, you know. That's what always happens in the draft. You know, you never see we traded up and then we traded back. That happens before the draft, kind of like what we saw last year. And even that was really out of the realm of whatever. And people are even saying, look, with the Dolphins, the 49ers, and the Eagles, like how the Dolphins move back to 12 and then move back up to 6. But yeah, so the Giants are going to cut James Bradbury. We're going to keep Blake Martinez. That's what I would do as well. And then drop Devin Lloyd to kind of see where he fits. And that defense is going to be good. You have Blake Martinez, the signal caller. You may even have Xavier McKinney as the signal caller because he knows, I think he's smart. He'll be able to execute that Wink Martindale defense. And the one that relies mainly on a cover one safety. So maybe just seeing that safety, you know, just have him call plays. And be that leader, transition away from Blake Martinez. And then if Blake starts struggling through the middle of the year, then you get Devin Lloyd, you make him a bigger responsibility. That's the reason why the Ravens drafted Patrick Queen, athletic. And the thing is, Patrick Queen, he was new to that position. Devin Lloyd, he's starting to get the smarts. You know, he's really starting to have that prowess of being a good, that swagger of being a good linebacker. So I think draft Devin Lloyd. It really does depend on what our draft plans are, because we know we like a guy that's not going to be selected highly. Like, we know we like a let's say a wide receiver. Like, we know we like a lot wide receiver. We're not going to make an offseason move in one way because we know that wide receiver is going to be taken. Just an example. We're not drafting a wide receiver at 7. I've seen that in mock drafts. I'm like, oh, man. Well, what was it last year that was really pissing me off that we were taking? Like, a quarterback. Like, take Mac Jones at 11. Like, okay, then what does that help Daniel Jones? Like, you know, you think Mac Jones is really that much of an upgrade over Daniel Jones? You think his ceiling is much higher? I don't get it. But so as far as other cuts, we're going to make some smaller cuts I don't really want to mention. I think we're going to keep Nick Gates, see how he does. But eventually, I do think we cut him. And also at that 7 spot, here's an interesting scenario. So you have, you know, if we pass on Cross because KT falls down to us, and then the Panthers select Charles Cross, we could still make good by selecting Kenyon Green and Tyler and DeBond. People are like, oh no, we're not going to get that other bookend right tackle. That's going to be fine. There are some other guys in the league that we can sign for cheaply. I'm going to make videos or, you know, podcasts about those. I'm going to start doing a little bit more research into, you know, some free agents that we could potentially sign, that they'll be soon, not now. But I think it'll be fine as long as you get one offensive lineman that either of Kenyon Green. I need to rewatch his tape because apparently Bobby Skinner really likes him. And I wasn't really wowed from what I saw of him when I did watch him. But then I was watching Bobby Skinner's video. I was like, oh no, he actually is pretty good. What was I thinking? So I may return on the tape about that. Or Tyler Linderbaum. Haven't watched any of him. I'm just assuming that he's good. It's like one of those things where like, who was it last year? I was like, oh no, I just assume he's good because everyone says he's good. You know, and I did that with Penei Sewell, and then I watched him like, ah. I mean, he has all the athleticism. Penei Sewell kind of reminds me of Ikem Okwonu. It's just that Penei was more, I guess both are not really technically sound, but he just didn't really get beaten because he has the athleticism, like a natural, just a natural ability. He's just better. I don't want to start going into it, but I don't know how we got off on that tangent. But I wouldn't mind selecting a guard as long as the first round you come out with the offensive lineman. I don't know how we got to this topic, but let's go back to cuts, like the main source of this video. We're cutting Sterling Shepard. We have to cut a lot of these guys. It's going to be hard. It's going to be tough, but we have to rip the Band-Aid off a little bit. You can't start keeping all these guys because we like this player. We like this player, but do you realize we went 4-13 last year? So obviously something wasn't working. It's not like we went like 8-9. That's the reason why we fired Judge and Gettleman, because we sucked, okay? whether players, coaching or not, something has to change. We're not actually going to change the coaches and hope that all these players will just add two guys in the first round, everything will be fine and dandy. No, there's a reason why we sucked. It's because guys like Kenny Golladay underperformed. I wouldn't be surprised if we just got rid of Kenny Golladay by itself. We would take that cap hit. Let me search that up real quick. What would Kenny Golladay's cap hit be? But again, Sterling Shepard, James Bradbury, that would clear about, what was it, like $17-18 million, and then some other cuts will get us like 25, some of those, and you know, we'll, and then Joe Shane will be able to shape the roster in his mind. I don't want him to be like Dave Gettleman was and be like Jonathan Stewart of the world. I don't want that to happen, because you're not evaluating talent at that point. You're just evaluating who you know. I mean, I get it for like a locker room leadership guy. You draft like a center. You bring it in a center that you know that, you know, that's going to be able to execute some things that you want. I understand that. But don't make it like a James Betcher. We're going to bring in, I mean, Marcus Golden, I guess, was a good idea. But don't start bringing in guys that you're comfortable with because, that's just not – you're just looking for comfortability, not looking for playability. And the argument is like, oh, no, we'll – you know, he will be comfortable and he'll play well, but that's not always the case. Okay, so let's take a look at it. So Sterling Shepard, $4.5 million. Blake Martinez would be $8.5 million. Maybe a late camp cut, depending on how good Devin Lloyd looks, but I think we're keeping him per se. So it's 4.5 for, yeah, so it's about $16.5 million per se from both of them. And then Kenny Golladay, $2.4 million, we would lose. So we would actually negate. So, man, that's gonna be tough to cut Kenny G. Give him another shot. And then some other guys we can cut. I'd like to keep Booker, but you know, you save a little bit. I think he's a prime guy to cut, even though he's a good player. Riley Dixon, he's gone. I think we keep Julian Love, Darius Slayton, maybe a camp cut. And then just draft a wide receiver in the later rounds. Like, okay, you kind of lived your life, and that was it. And that's pretty much it. So And we're going to have to rip the Band-Aid off with some of these guys. The highest likelihood I think we keep is Blake Martinez, even though he may be a late camp cut. And we have to reshape the roster. That's it. And we're going to keep on looking into Joe Shane's like draft tactics. I know it's like a collaborative process, but he is just, this is year one. But year one, I would like to see some wins. You know, I'm going to mention in later videos, but I'd like to see us at least get 7, maybe 8 wins this year. I know you're probably like, oh, that's unrealistic. It's a rebuild. But take a look at it. What rebuild sucked in the first year? It was awful. Horrible. No, it's always like, oh, wow, they actually exceeded expectations to what they had. You know, like maybe the build the first year wasn't great. Maybe they had 6 wins. But, you know, whatever. But I hope you guys did enjoy this video, and I'll see you guys in my next one. Bye, guys.